Good morning. We welcome you to Barah Ministries, a Christian church, which through the miracle of the omnipotence of God and the blessing of the internet has a worldwide reach and a worldwide impact on lives. We're based here in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. So today we welcome Nick Santakis, and in the second lesson, this second lesson of the day, we get to dream. And Nick is going to show us the renderings of our new church building. And as Mike put it, Mike Embry put it, I can't wait until we get the money. Amen, Mike. I can't wait either. You know what I'm figuring is that, yeah, that June's kind of cheap. Did you guys know that?
No.
Yeah, like June has the first dollar she ever made, right? So what I'm figuring is that she's got about $3 million in a mattress somewhere, and then God kind of dumped her in here and said, just sing for a while, and then when they need the $3 million, just give them the check. So, you know, that's what I'm hoping. Yeah, I doubt it.
I might win the lottery.
Well, that would be awesome. Yeah, and I know that Barah Ministries would be your first priority, so that's good. So we don't have the money to build the facility yet, but we know that we will. Romans chapter 8, verses 24 and 25 say this, in hope we have been saved. Hope, elpis in the Greek, absolute confidence. In absolute confidence we have been saved by God, the Lord Jesus Christ. But hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see with perseverance, we eagerly wait for it. And that's exactly what we're doing here. We're eagerly waiting for that moment when the Lord gives us the desires of our heart and puts a beautiful facility, architected by a beautiful man, on that beautiful piece of land that God has given to us. So welcome to the place where the Word of God gives us hope. The opening song for today honors the man that we expect to get the money from, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The song, Come See a Man. Oh, well, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
For most of my life, I felt like a woman of ill repute. For the things that I've done and what was done to me, I felt I was of no use. Like the woman alone looking for a drink, I'd been looking for love in all the wrong places, helpless, needy, and weak. But since I've come to know Jesus by faith and grace alone, I will proclaim this invitation. chances.
Sweetest name, the sweetest word in any language, Jesus. Let us pray. We're grateful, Heavenly Father, for the privilege of being in a relationship with you. Father, there are so many times and so many ways in your word that you promise us things we can't even imagine. Thank you for giving us hope. And while we can't see right now where the money will come from to build a facility on the land you provided us with, we know that you have already set those funds aside and that you will reveal them to us when the time is right. Thanks for providing Nick Santakis to guide us through this project, and thanks for providing a congregation with a core of individuals who will be warm and welcoming to those who join us in this endeavor as it gets underway. Open our eyes to the blessings that you surround us with. We ask this through the power of God, the Holy Spirit, in Christ's name. Amen. So in just a few moments, we'll welcome up Nick, and he'll tell us about the things that he's had in his mind for 10 years, about the facility that Barah Ministries will call home one of these days. But we're going to begin by the lesson by taking an offering. In just a few moments, we're going to welcome up Deacon Denny Goodall. Now, we are sanctioned by God to charge for anything we provide so that you can worship God. And God expects you to provide wages for your pastor and support for the ministry. And we choose not to charge for the things that we provide so as to reflect God's grace. And we invite you to help yourself to Bibles, to music, to books, to pamphlets, and to anything else that would help you or a family member or a friend learn about God. No price appears on any material from Barah Ministries, so that anyone who wants to learn about God can do so free of charge. But even though those materials are free of charge, they are not free of cost. And we appreciate the financial support you provide so that we can continue to share the Word of God with the hearers that God brings to listen. So please be generous in your support of God's work through this ministry. Let's welcome up Deacon Denny Goodall.
Good morning. I'm Denny Goodall, and I'm proud to be a deacon for Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church. And I've turned on my mic a little early to catch some of that clapping, and it was a little, little lackluster. But it is kind of a somber mood today, so. So as we go through the holiday season, one thing always strikes a chord with me, and that's unity. Because as a kid growing up, we'd always meet with family, and we'd unite on Christmas Eve, and we unite on Christmas Day, and it was always such a good time, even though it, you know, you didn't always want to be with your sister or your cousins, or maybe an uncle was annoying, but you just get past all that, because it's all for family, and it's all for unity of the family, and that's really what being a Christian is coming together with unity. And as I was thinking about unity, I thought of kind of three main things to kind of send it home with people, and that was, I was thinking, football, family, and faith. All those things have symbols of unity in them. And so this week we'll just skip football. And all together, I have no problem with that. So family's been more on my mind anyway. You know, I've got a almost 2-year-old growing up now, and everything is about him, and everything is preparing him for the next step and getting him ready. And you know, we see a lot of different parenting styles out there. Some people that are less engaged, and some people that want to chit-chat with their kid and explain to them, and some people that want to spank. And we want to spank the child. So the cool thing is if you spank once, you may never have to spank again. It's not that you have to spank the child the rest of their life. It's just to show them that there are rules. And anyway, we have a neighbor that's not so into rules and not so into being engaged. And what you see is one parent doing one thing and another parent doing another thing, and the child right in the middle manipulating both of them. And that's what life does to us when we're without Christ. It stands right in the middle of our relationship with him and manipulates us. And we're not able to have unity with Christ. And so seeing this other family go through it, me and Emily have kind of opted to just gang up on William. When I hear her telling him something in the other room, I might be doing something else. I'll stop what I'm doing and come in, and we'll gang up on him and tell him, no. We're both going to stand here, and you're not going to get away with it. You have to follow through. So that's what Barah Ministries needs to do. In the same way, we need to gang up on this problem of not having enough money for the church, and we will get enough money for that church. As well as being on the same page, we have to know the mind of Christ, and that's how we can support this church and know what this church needs, is by coming here. People often ask, how can I help? Well, come here, and you can see that help that we do need. You know, beyond your treasures, we need talent, and we need your time. And some people have been doing that, and it's tremendous what kind of support it does for the pastor. So I've chosen this week my verses, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. And in this verse, we're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, that's each and every believer, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the whole body for the building up of itself in love. So you see, when we come together, we're showing the greatest love of all, because we're laying down our lives for each other and for our pastor and for Christ like he did for us. So thank you very much for your continued support. And I'm really excited to hear Nick talk about our church. So let's get to Nick. Thank you.
okay, you don't want to talk about football, I'll talk about football. The cutest thing was seeing on Facebook the picture of your family out on the lawn, all in their gold and black, getting ready to root for Iowa in the Rose Bowl, and especially seeing Dorothy there sporting the gold and black, right? So that was really cool. But the Big Ten just got thumped. Right? We were 5-5 overall, and my Wildcats did not play like Wildcats. They played like Milecats. I wanted to see if I could scrape the purple off the church for a couple of weeks. All right, so we're going to welcome up now Nick Santakis. Nick was here a few months ago, to show us the drawings of our building, and now he's going to show us the renderings of the building, and so we're really excited about this. Nick has been working on this for a really long time, and we've been talking about this for a long time, and it's going to be fun to see how it came together in his head and in his heart. And so let's welcome Nick to tell us all about our building. There is that one. Come and take care of this, Denny, because there are two images up. I'm thinking, yeah, I think I just blew it. I think I closed one out. Bring it up again and we'll vote on it.
And as Rory said, we met 10 years ago for the first time. And from the first meeting, he had said that one day I want to have a church built and I'd like you to design it. So it's been in my mind and in my heart, as Rory said, for the last 10 years. And it's funny how things come together when, you know, you finally find the site and then we finally do a layout and, you know, see, everything seems to fit well. Well, I have to tell you, what you're going to see today is something that really came together after all these years. Rory has not seen it, so I haven't. I want to see the reaction of was I on the right track? And I have to say, I really enjoyed working on this. And the renderings that we do for our buildings, we want to show everyone what their actual building will be like at, fully constructed. So we don't hold back on anything in terms of the quality of the work that we do. We want to make sure that as a selling tool for you and also as to understand what this building is all about, you have to really have the right type of images. This first image is just basically a color rendering of the site itself. Let's see. The laser?
Yeah, it's just the big metal button.
This one?
Yep.
Okay. I have another laser. Maybe it'll... Okay. What we have here is East Guadalupe Road, and we have two access points. parking, as you see here, which, you know, this is a color rendering, so it's colored with asphalt and so on. The building itself is here. The two-story part is the congregation hall. And the one-story part here are the office spaces and ancillary spaces as well. In the backyard, we have a half of a court. We have a children's play area here as well. And basically, it's a, you know, for the site, we've managed to fill it with the maximum amount of building possible for the amount of parking that we have. And what I want to do next is go to, just to remind you of the layout that we had. Initially, we have the front entry here. You come in. There's a water feature at this point, which you'll see in the renderings. To the left is the congregation hall, which is two stories in height. At one point, we have the audiovisual room and the server room here. There's a one-way glass that looks into the hall, but you can't see inside. There's also a crying room on the other side with a one-way glass as well. So if there are children, you can bring them in, and they can still you can still participate in the congregation, not only have a closed circuit, but actual view of the pulpit area, the choir, and so on. This is the congregation space with movable and stackable seating. This seating will go, if when it's not in use, will go into the storage area at the rear of the hall. Along this hallway, we have the men's and women's restrooms. We have a break room here with a table, refrigerator, counter, and so on, small kitchen. Then we have the deacon's room. We have the deacon's office, pastor's office in the corner. Then we have teen area, a kid's area. They can be separated by a divider as well, or open them into one space, and there's some storage here. So it's basically a very simple 5,200 square foot building. It's a single level, it's slab on grade with a two-story congregation hall. We also have the alternative in the congregation hall to have two rooms that can be set up with a divider coming across here and a divider from here so that they can be used for seminars and so on. And these are foldable, collapsible tables that also come out of the storage area. So this is a space that I believe will be leasable space whenever you need it. So that can bring in extra revenue. Now, this is the building. So, no one has seen it yet except people in my office and so on. So I wanted to tell you that, you know, there's a big effort with people trying to take away symbols of faith from buildings, from you know, institutions and so on. And when we get the opportunity to bring them back, we need to do that with our buildings. What you see here is the most dynamic symbol of all, the cross. Someone obviously died 2,000 years ago and suffered, and we have to make sure that people don't forget. You can also see, this is a day shot, by the way. You see that this is the two-story church building. This is the entry right here and the office space at that point. There are also cross elements all around, and you'll see in different facades. This is the curtain pocket on which divides the hall, and these are the two canopies over windows, so they create another cross element, and that reoccurs all around the building, inside and outside. This is a night shot, so that even at night, this building is not in the dark. You will have complete visibility from the street. Here's another view from the west side, where you see more clearly the entrance. Okay, I'm right here. Even at the entrance, we have a cross element where you have a doorway, big cross element, some side windows, clear story windows. We have the mechanical equipment on the upper part of this roof so that it's not on the ground, and also it gives the more vertical feeling to the congregation hall. So it's not just one straight block of two stories. This is, if you're standing right where the cross is and you're looking directly up, you see what we've done is we split the roof to really give you the feeling that the cross is ascending to heaven. So that's symbolic, but at the same time, it's a pretty powerful element. And this is the night shot. So, again, hopefully we've captured something here. We also have in our soffit on the exterior all these surfaces that are all in wood. So they're basically, wood can be used, but if we want to have real no maintenance, there are aluminum panels that are simulated like wood, so there's really no maintenance. But even still, wood on the exterior, when it's under the soffit, is really not a big maintenance issue. So it's basically a matter of cost. At the rear, you see we have the sports court, and of course we did not want to have the basketball and so on go into the neighboring property. So we have a net here, which can be raised and so on. At times when it's being used, this is the rear portion of the teen room and the playroom are here. Then we have the restroom area, access also between the two restrooms to the back, and this is part of the congregation hall. This is the side from the east, and you can see this, cross element with the curtain pocket and the window canopies, and this also access to this part from the gate. Aerial views, again, this one is from the southeast, so you see the two-story mass right here, and this is a mechanical. On either side of the two-story mass, we have mechanical units which supply the building for heating and cooling, but at the same time, they're not on the ground, and they're giving us a reason, and they're being screened also, and they're giving us a reason to taper the congregation hall. This is from the southwest. View from the northwest, we see the rear. You see the children's play area here as well, the basketball court. And of course, this is just conceptual, something that we came up with. I have no idea what you may want, something different, that's fine, but the space is there for it. Another view from the northeast. And these are some elevations. This is the actual street elevation. And you see there's also a sign of Barah Ministries right here, main entrance, and the two-story church hall. Side elevations from the west. Again, I try to limit the amount of openings on the west because of the sun and so on. And then this is the rear elevation. And this is the east elevation. Again, the cross element right here. And you see the ascending cross in the front facade at this point, and then piercing the roof right here. When you come inside, now, what you see, and I think I remember it, speaking last time, we'll have a water feature as a main focal point, so when you come in, that's the first thing that you see. Again, the ascending cross element, there's a water feature, and it can have different colorization. This is a clear color. The church hall is to the left. This is the hallway that goes to the restrooms, and then this hallway here goes to the offices. And you see also cross patterns on the floor finishes. And I was talking about color. We're talking about Easter and so on with the red. So I had to figure, how do we do that? Well, this is how we do it. Also, in the hallway, there's clear story glazing right across so that it brings in natural light. It's not just a hallway with fluorescent lights. There's clear story lighting all the way across. This is a view from the hallway looking towards the congregation hall. And you can see that this sloping ceiling, I'm using wood slats on the ceiling as well in the main areas. And this is the water feature itself, and you see right through to the outside in the hall. So this is your hall. So you have your two screens on either side, Pastor Rory's pulpit, which is raised 1 foot off the ground. And then there's another two steps of choir behind him. There's this corner, on either side, corner features with clear story glass, and there's another cross repeated in the same space as you have the cross on the exterior, and this is wood covered as well. This is the door on the east side going as an exit door, and there are wood slat ceilings with indirect lighting on either side. This is where underneath the mechanical equipment, and then this is the sloping roof on top which is also, ceiling is also wood covered. Now, don't forget, we don't have to use real wood for those areas. It could be simulated, it could be veneer and so on. So it's not a costly element, it's just a use for effect. I mean, it could be a different color as well. So this is not an expensive building. It's a smart building. It's very simple. It's basically a shell, but it looks very animated because of its design. This is looking from the congregation back when you're in the lower space, looking towards the pulpit area, and you will notice that there's this glass glazing right up here. Because when this room is divided by curtains, we need to have a track that could be supported. But at the same time, I did not want to lose the view of the verticality of the space. And these are two ceilings in either room, which could later be divided, again, with wood and indirect lighting when they're used individually. This is a shot, again, from the back, looking towards the pulpit. And in the hallways, we have porcelain tile, which is, again, very maintenance-free, and at the same time, it's not an expensive finish material to use. Then there's carpet in the areas where we have the seating, which, again, like the seating you have here, stackable and removable. Next view is from the rear, looking towards the pulpit, the other side, and you'll notice as well more of the ceiling, and you see these are glass upper dividers and the glass divider here. So when the curtains are, when the partitions are pulled, you can still see through them, and they don't interfere with your angle of vision when you're in the congregation seating. This is from the pulpit, looking from one end towards the east side, and you can also see there's clear story windows up here, so they'll be bringing in light during the day into the building, and at the same time, not when you have the proper type of glazing, you don't have to use the power inside lighting up the can lights and so on. So most of the time, when you are using this the church, you won't be using any artificial lighting. It'll be all naturally lit. Again, from the other side of the pulpit, looking towards the rear, this is the curtain pocket that splits these rooms in two here. And before, this was the curtain pocket that splits that entire room away from this section. And this is from the pulpit, looking directly as I am right now, with the dividers, and you see how it can look. Again, there can be color on these walls, and there's cross elements inside as well. And these are clear story windows up here in the high space. What you'll see next is an actual animation on the exterior, which will take you as a fly around. It might not play. Is it possible to? And this is their last shot, but yeah, maybe you can activate it. So we have a fly around. Yeah. Let's see. So
it might just be a teaser for the next time you show up.
Well, I have I have it on my.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, it's wrong. Oh yeah, perfect. Perfect, yeah. It's okay, good. This will give a better understanding of the building because it's not multiple shots but a continuous. Anytime you want. See that this is the finished building on the site, landscaped and so on. So you don't have to imagine, well, what is it going to look like? This is it. Of course, changes can be made at any time, but at the same time, if you needed to see, well, what is the final project, this will definitely not leave any questions in your mind. Yeah, it will work well. See the also the light up here that comes into the congregation hall, as well light coming in from the front here, and then the ascending cross. Let's start this. Can we start it once again?
Yeah, I think you'll have to use the mouse, go back a slide.
I think I need your help here. I can't get onto that. Oh, the demos. Okay. There. Good. Perfect.
Yeah. It's not on this one. You gotta click on that.
I got it. Okay. Of course, this presentation, any one of you can actually have it on your computer. So then you can just pass it on. You'll probably see it much better on your screen because the color here is a little faded because of the resolution on this particular size. You get a much better idea when it's on a smaller screen, more richer color. Here's the lighting of the hallway, clear story lighting there. Standing seam metal roof, so there's no maintenance. The building is just stucco. That's all. It doesn't need stone, doesn't need all these expensive materials. It's the form that makes the difference. It may look like a complex building, but it really isn't. It's just a basic building, just designed differently. So, leaving you with that, I mean, if anybody have any questions?
Stunning. Beautiful. Yeah. Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Well, Nick, that was stunning. Yeah, I think you captured perfectly. I don't want to change anything. I really don't. I captured exactly the look and feel that we're looking for. It was just beautiful. And I think that, you know, one of the things we need to know as a congregation is that if we were a congregation of our size going to an organization who donates money to causes like this, and there are a lot of organizations who donate money to causes like this, if we went there and we said, well, we want to build a church, roof, 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 you know, and we've got land, roof, 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 you know, they would ask us all these questions about what ministries you have and what this do you have and what that do you have. But with what Nick has developed for us, we can make a very cogent case about what we can do with the facility, how we can raise money for the facility to keep it alive, and how we can contribute to our community with a facility like that. And so large congregation or small congregation, there are people who are willing to fund a group of a small core of people who want to have an impact in the community. And I am the perfect person to sell that story. And that was the perfect instrument to sell that story with. And so I'm really looking forward to what we can do with that. And really looking forward to, you know, just for example, having you stand up and sing with about 12 people who actually know how to sing behind you. June, that'll be so much fun. So I'm really looking forward to us putting our head together. Denny, your offering message was perfect because unity is what gets things like this done. And so thank you very much, Nick, from the bottom of my heart for just a phenomenal job. That's exactly what we want, huh? Amen.
Amen.
All right, so we close with the salvation message. And the salvation message is this. Romans 3:10 says, as it is written, there is none righteous, not even one. There is no creature who is righteous, not even one. Romans 5:8, though, says, God the Father demonstrates his unconditional love toward all mankind, and that while we were sinners, while we were his enemy, Christ died as a substitute for us. John 3:17 says, God the Father did not send the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to condemn the world, but the Father sent his Son into the world that the world might be saved through believing in him. But as many as received the Lord, taking advantage of the free gift of salvation, to them he gave the right once and for all time to become children of God to those who believe in his name. The closing song is Born Again.
Was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Once under condemnation, now I have been redeemed. Once in the dark, now in the light, because I have believed in the death and resurrection of Christ who set me free. I have been born again, born again. I'm a new creation, born again. Was once an enemy of God, now Jesus calls me friend, and I cannot be taken from my Father's mighty hand. I know I've been forgiven of each and every sin, because I have believed in Christ who died.
Passed away.
Thank you, June. Let us pray. Almighty God and Father, we look forward to seeing you show off, because you don't need numbers to gain victory. And we're looking forward to seeing you prove, like you prove over and over again, that anything that comes to us, you are the source. And so we look forward to you building this beautiful building. We thank you for the land that you put it on, and we look forward to welcoming in all the people that you'll bring to it so that they can be saved and become children of your Son. And we ask for your continued blessings. We ask you to bring the resources together that will help us to fund this church, and we ask you to bring the ministries into this experience that will serve the community that we're in. And we ask this through the power of God the Holy Spirit, in Christ's name. Amen. Thanks for coming, thanks for watching, and thanks for listening.